Good morning, everyone. It appears the rain has stopped, at least temporarily. And hopefully the good Lord will allow us to have a few days of sunshine. I think it'd be great to dry things out a little. For the last couple of weeks, we've been talking about how wonderfully that God put the church together. You see, the church is an amazing thing, and it was designed specifically and completely by Jesus Christ, and it is empowered by His Holy Spirit, the most powerful thing in the universe. But this week I read something that made me think a little bit about the church. Matter of fact, made me think a lot about the church. A fellow pastor posted on Facebook a post, and it's called Church's Heart. Well, let me read some of that to you. Church is hard for the person walking through the doors afraid of judgment. Church is hard for the person beaten down by the world with a jacked up past. Church is hard for the girl who looks like she has it all together but doesn't. Church is hard for the couple who fought the entire ride to service. Church is hard for the single mom surrounded by couples holding hands and seemingly perfect families. Church is hard for the widower and the widow with no one to go to lunch with after service. Church is hard for the person singing worship songs and is overwhelmed by the weight of the lyrics. Church is hard for the man who is insecure in his role as a leader. Church is hard for the wife whose husband won't attend with her. Church is hard for the single woman and single man praying God brings them a mate. Church is hard for the teenage girl wearing a scarlet letter ashamed of her mistakes. You see, church is hard for sinners. So with that, church is hard for me. Now let me ask you, with all these things in mind, is church hard? Well, in the reality, yes it is for some. But for a lot of them, let me ask you another question. Does it need to be hard? Does it have to be hard? In my opinion, the church was never designed to be hard. It probably is in a lot of cases. But I don't believe it has to be. Let me explain. When you look at the life of Jesus and thinking about the people that He touched and changed, would you think that those people would think that the church is hard? Absolutely not. And the people flocked to Jesus. They saw something special. They wanted His touch, and they flocked to Him. So let's look at the life of Jesus and see what He was on about. I think we'll see that Jesus did not intend for the church to be all that hard. You see, Jesus had just completed a 40-day fast, and now He comes into town all fired up and ready to go. The following was the first thing that happened. Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21. So He came to Nazareth, where He had been brought up, and as His custom was, He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read, and He was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when He had opened the book, He found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." Then He closed the book and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And all of the eyes that were there were fixed on Him. I bet they were. And He began to say to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." The people were so impressed with what Jesus was saying. Now listen, Jesus came to preach the gospel, the good news of a life change, the opportunity for something different, something to be much better. And then he went about changing lives for the better. Is there anything about that that's hard? No. And in my opinion, that is exactly what the church should be on about. A rescue station, a place to meet Jesus, a chance for a life change. That's what Jesus was motivated by. That's what the church needs to be motivated by. Then after reading his text from Isaiah, Jesus took off and did what he came to do. He heads off to Capernaum and he finds a man with an unclean spirit, or a demon, if you will. And Jesus shut the demon up and kicked him out. To this man, the church would not be hard. Then Jesus goes to Simon's house, and his mother-in-law had a deathly fever. Jesus healed her, and she got up and made them all a meal. At this point, the town folk started bringing all the sick and oppressed to Jesus, and he healed them all. Do you think these people would think that the church is hard? In John chapter 8, a woman that had been caught in adultery was thrown at the feet of Jesus, and for her church was hard. But then Jesus turned the tables on the accusers and cleared them out, and told the woman, "I don't condemn you, now go and sin no more." Jesus turned the rejecting, hard-nosed judgment of the synagogue into what the church is supposed to be known for, and that is grace, forgiveness, and restoration. Let's go on. John chapter 5, Jesus goes off to Jerusalem and finds a man that had been lame for 38 years. That's a long time. He was in a hopeless situation, and Jesus healed him and turned his hopelessness into joy. And finally, in Acts chapter 3, through the name of Jesus, Peter heals a man who was lame, and the man jumps up and starts praising God and goes with Peter and his mates into the temple. Was church hard for these two? I don't think so. So, why would we think that church is hard? In a lot of cases, I think the church has lost its purpose. I think the people in the church who are hard forgot who they used to be and what Jesus did for them. You see, if you look through the shiny, perfect facade or cover around some churches, you'll look through and find a group of imperfect people. You'll find those who were broken, who Jesus saved and changed and turned into wholeness. You see, the church is a group of broken sinners standing side by side at the feet of Jesus' cross. In truth, we are all sinners that have been saved by His grace. We need to remember that. The only thing that sets us apart is the Holy Spirit of God that lives within us, that empowers us to reach a broken world with the good news of Jesus. So remember, Jesus came to preach the good news about the grace and redemption that He has provided. And then He came to set people free and to change their lives for better. So we need to remember, the church really is about Jesus, Jesus only, nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else. And remember, when we come to church, Jesus will always, He'll always meet us there. So I really don't think church needs to be hard. Do you? Let's pray. Father, I thank You, Lord, for the simple message and thoughts. I thank you for the Facebook post. I thank you for the scripture that tells us who Jesus is. Help us to remember that Jesus is there. He's really willing to reach out and touch anyone and everyone who will humbly come before him, and he will take them and forgive them and restore them and lift them up. It really is about Jesus. Help us to remember that. In Jesus' name, amen.